This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 11th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
So the next item is item number four, a memorandum from Commissioner Goodman entitled Notice to Respondents of Information Sharing by the Commission. It's agenda document number 15-26-A. Is there any discussion of this matter? Yes. Commissioner Goodman.
Yes, Madam Chair. We've discussed this previously. This proposal merely alerts respondents and people who are requested to participate in our legal enforcement process of the importance, responsibilities, and legal consequences of providing the commission information. And it merely takes a policy that the commission has previously approved and published in the Federal Register and places it front and center to potentially lay respondents so that they're aware of those legal implications of their participation in our process. And so without belaboring it any further, I move that the commission approve agenda document number 15-26-A, notice to respondents of information sharing by the commission, with the following edits to the language to be included in an initial letter to respondents. The first sentence will be moved to a footnote at the end of the second sentence, and the phrase can and does in the second sentence will be changed to the word may. Accordingly, the following language shall be included in all letters providing initial notice of a complaint or internally generated referral, or providing initial notice that the commission has made a reasonably finding. And that language is, please be advised that although the commission cannot disclose information regarding an investigation to the public, it may share information on a confidential basis with other law enforcement agencies. That sentence shall conclude with a footnote, and the text of the footnote shall state the following. The commission has the statutory authority to refer knowing and willful violations of the FECA to the Department of Justice for potential criminal prosecution, 52 U.S.C. section 30109A5C, and to report information regarding violations of law not within its jurisdiction to appropriate law enforcement authorities, concluding with the cite 52 U.S.C. 30107A9. Madam Secretary, this is identical to the motion made at the previous meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Goodman. Commissioner Goodman, are there any other comments or questions? Commissioner Walther.
I'm going to support the motion. I think it's fair to do this because we already announced it in our E&J, and we already automatically give it to somebody who's filed sua sponte. So I think in fairness and to the procedurally to everyone, everybody's entitled to the same notice rather than just those that file sua sponte and those that happen to get a notice in the mail that we're taking a look at their conduct. So I know that there's been some opposition to this because of the view that we very seldom do it, and it's kind of a excessive scare perhaps to somebody who might get that language included in a notice. But I think in fairness, the notice is better early than later if it becomes a problem. So I'm going to support it.
Any other comments? Well, I am not going to support this in some ways for some of the reasons described by Commissioner Walther. Commissioner Goodman said this is putting this matter front and center, and it's letting people know about their legal implications. Well, I think both of those things are true, and both of them are in some ways problematic because putting it front and center indicates that it has greater import than many other legal implications that people are subjected to that we're not going to put front and center, thereby isolating it out as something that is incredibly significant. When in fact, as has been reported on by one of our esteemed reporters who follows the FEC, this is done with incredible rarity and will unnecessarily chill people's willingness to cooperate in what might be a very inconsequential and definitely not knowing and willful or criminal case involving the commission. So for those reasons, I will oppose this proposal. Are there any other comments? Hearing none, is there a motion?
The motion is on the floor.
Oh, of course. It's on the floor. Sorry. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay. All those opposed? No. Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 4-1 with Commissioner Goodman, Walther, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting yes, and Commissioner Ravel voting no.